Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and hosts of the Job Interview Experience. Joining us today is Maricela Herrera, who has been a women's rights and diversity, equity, inclusion advocate for over 10 years at the Elevate Network, a certified B Corporation that provides networking and professional development resources for the Women Plus community in the U.S. and overseas. Maricela is also the host of the Elevate podcast, Conversations with Women Changing the Face of Business, and creator of Elevate's Mobilize Women Summit, which reaches thousands of professionals across the globe and is supported by some of the world's leading companies. Here to share her wisdom, experience, career advice, and mission to change the world is Maricela Herrera. Maricela, welcome to the Job Interview Experience.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Whether it be a job interview or a podcast episode, I like to start a new conversation with a focus on who. So who the person is, defined beyond work or accomplishments, even beyond your work or accomplishments. So with that said, can you tell us, outside of work, how do you like to spend your time?
Outside of work. So I'm a runner. That is a hobby I picked up a few years ago. So I love just taking some time out to run in Central Park. I live in New York, so I am lucky that way that I have the park pretty near. I also am a big reader. So I read a ton, both of business books, but also just novels, particularly crime novels. I'm super into true crime. Yes, I know that's cliche, but I still like it. So I think mostly I'm a little bit of an introvert. So I do spend time with my friends and the likes, but I also know that I need to recharge, and those are the ways that I do that.
Can you provide a quick overview of your career for our listeners and what brought you to where you are today?
I am a former finance person. I sometimes say I'm a recovering banker, if you will. I worked in Mexico at Citi's subsidiary back then for a few years post college, working on their real estate banking group. So basically, it was financing really big low income housing projects in the north of Mexico. So it was super, super, super niche. I loved it. I love finance. I love how much sense numbers make. To me, they're just easy in a way. Like they make sense. They tell a story, particularly when you're looking at financial statements. And I thought that was what I was going to do for the rest of my life. In fact, I came to New York to go to business school. So I attended Columbia Business School, and with the eye of, okay, I tried this in Mexico. Let's see if banking in New York is what I'm going to go. And I think some of your listeners might relate to this, but I got hit in the face with this. I realized how different the industry and the environment is from one place to the next. And I realized that I wasn't cut out to be a banker in New York City. Not because I wasn't smart enough, but honestly, because I didn't like the environment. It was a really hard time for me when I was looking into finding a job post-business school or during business school, because that's when you do it. Because I kept thinking, you know, this is what success means. This is how I define success. This is what's been expected of me, and kept going after that. While in deep down, I wasn't into it. And thankfully enough, I met through a common friend. I met Janet Hansen, who is the founder of Elevate. Well, in that back in the day, it was called 85 Broads. She was one of the first women to be promoted to sales manager at Goldman Sachs. And that's after she left, she founded this network to keep in touch with women at Goldman Sachs. And the name 85 Broads comes from their old address, which was 85 Broad Street. And so I met her and you know, developed a relationship with her, helped her do some business planning while I was still in school. She became kind of my mentor, and she saw me struggling with the, you know, recruiting. And I tell the story of the moment that I realized, you know, this is not for me, which was really actually, when I was interviewing for a boutique investment bank in Mexico, and through the interview, at the end, they're like, you know, we love you. We want you to come and meet the CEO. You know, it's, you know, you're great. But one thing, we really need to know if you're planning on getting married in the next 2 years. You're supposed to devote your basically life to this job. And I think that was the last drop for me. And I remember talking to Janet and telling her about it. And she was like, look, you've been toying around with the idea of social enterprise for a really long time. So throughout business school, yes, I was taking all the banking classes, all the real estate classes, because that's what I wanted to do. But I also was thinking about, like, can business be something more than just making money? Can business be something that can help people be better, feel better, make the world better? And so she invited me to join 85 Broad. She's just try it out for a year. See, you know, how it feels to be on a different path. And I did, I took that risk, and it's been 10 years since. So my career path is it's not linear by any means. But it took someone pushing me towards taking a chance, even when I was kind of down in the gutter and thinking that I had lost my chance, so to speak.
When I hear you talk about your time in New York and kind of obviously the introspection you're going through at the time and the struggle, that just sounds, I think that resonates with so many people when they think about maybe even conversations they have with their friends, right? This is what's going on right now. I don't like it, but what do I do? What do I do next? Because sometimes options are limited. There's still, right, you know, we still have bills to pay and responsibilities. But during that time when you're struggling with what to do and navigating all of that, if you could go back and mentor yourself during that time, what do you wish you could tell yourself, and maybe something that listeners could glean from what you learned working through that?
Yeah. So I think that if I could go back and tell myself something, it would be to listen to myself a little bit more, because you're never going to be good at something that you're not necessarily putting your heart into it. You might be, you know, you'll coast through, but you're not going to be exceptional necessarily at it. Because if one thing I've found is that when you're excited, when you love something, then you give it your all, and then you're exceptional. And I was clearly putting myself in a position where I wasn't going to be successful. I think the introspection, as you said, is something that we don't make time for. And it's important, like being self-aware of what you can be good at, what you can be incredible at. It takes a long time. And sometimes we need someone to hold up a mirror to ourselves so that we see it. And I would also tell myself to surround myself with other people. I think that's a big lesson I learned, because for me, the definition of success of going into banking or being in finance or making X amount of money was because I was surrounded with people who were doing the same thing. And in business school, I mean, I had the opportunity to meet tons of other people, but I just kind of self-selected because I went into the idea of recruiting, and this is like the people I should be with, and this is the other thing. But if I had opened up my my world to talk to other people who were interested in doing other things or who were already doing other things and learning and have that curiosity about different career paths, I would have made the change a lot faster. I would have absolutely realized a lot earlier that something else resonated with me, but I was too blind to see it.
I know you've had an impact on a lot of people's careers, and you've also done a lot in your career in a short amount of time. And I'm trying to eliminate two-part questions from my podcast because it's better to just ask one question. But this one, when I was taking note on this interview, I wrote this down. What is the most up-to-date piece of career wisdom that you share, and the most time-tested piece of career wisdom that you share with those around you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's start with the most up-to-date. I started the role of CEO just last year. And I've been in this company, like I said, for 10 years. Like I helped build a lot of what it is today. When I started, we were three people. And yet I was so unsure I could do the job, even when everything pointed that I could do the job. And I think we, particularly women, but also men, we still have that fear of being imposters. And I think, I guess my most current piece of advice is, it's actually something very, very tactical. Write down your wins and make sure that you're revisiting them so that you don't forget what you're good at and don't forget all of you have accomplished. Because a lot of the times you're selling yourself short, and that goes for when you're looking for a job too. I mean, women apply to jobs that only when they meet 10 out of 10 requirements, men apply when they meet 6 out of 10. But it's because we are harder on ourselves and really put, you know, doubt ourselves more. So I guess the piece of advice is be confident in what you've accomplished. And don't let that be shadowed by anything else. Just be confident and move forward. I think it's easier said than done, but it's something you have to learn to do. And then the more time-tested piece of advice. I mean, I always tell people to define success in their own terms. I think I've talked about this a little bit before, you know, as I was answering the questions on my career journey. But question everything. I think that's another one. I think the most time-tested piece of advice I've had is to ask why many, many times. And that goes for self introspection and self-awareness too. Ask why and be curious, because that can open a lot of different doors.
I want to learn more about the Elevate Network. Can you give me and our listeners a rundown of what it is you do?
Yeah. So Elevate is a community for women plus at work. And we say women plus, it initially was for women only. But we believe we use that plus to represent women, non-binary individuals, and men who believe in the impact of gender equity. Because we can't close the gender gap alone, right? So what we do is we create spaces where people can come together, be honest about work, talk about their challenges they're facing, and help each other out. It's a powerful group of people who are looking to get ahead, but not just for themselves, but for others. So the whole idea behind it, and what something I truly believe, is that a lot of people leave the workforce or leave their companies because they don't feel like they belong. And that is particularly true for women and minorities. And so when we see this happening, what we're seeing is that the business culture doesn't change, because the people who can make those changes are the ones that are leaving. So what we're trying to do with Elevate is get these people together and make sure that they have a space where they know they belong, where they can come with questions and talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, their career, but also meet friends and have fun and not feel like they're alone. Isolation at work has become an increasing problem in the last few years. It was before COVID, and it's gotten worse. And so if we can recharge them, if we can help them show up with confidence in their workplace, then the impact that will have will not just be for their personal careers, but it will be in changing the way that business is done and the culture that most businesses currently have right now, which is very much it's very much led by the standards of patriarchal society. And I can go into that, but I won't.
Do you have any success stories you're excited about, maybe in the last year or two, from members of the Elevate Network?
So, you know, it's an interesting question, because yes, I hear a lot of anecdotal feedback, particularly of people who either have found co-founders, for example, if they wanted to start a business or wanted to write a book and found a co-author. A lot of people who have up-leveled their jobs, and not just either within their own firms, but also within or also looking for a job elsewhere. We have a program that's called Squads, and in this is, I would say, our signature program. We run it twice a year, and we put together groups of about 8 women who come together for a period of 12 weeks and chat every week for 30 minutes. And I'll tell you, the last one I did personally, I was just taking on the role of CEO, and my squad was incredibly instrumental in helping me navigate that. And interestingly, in my squad, there was a person who was the CEO of, recently appointed CEO as well, of a retail company. I'm not gonna disclose names, but she told me when we started the squad, and I was like, well, you know, this is where I'm at. And she's like, oh, we're in pretty similar situations, except her business was much larger. And someone else came into the squad and was like, I need to change my career. I need to look for something new. And this other person, the other CEO, she was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. That's the same way I entered my squad last year. And I finished my squad, and then I got this job. So you can see the impact that talking to people and getting advice and getting introductions and getting all of these things make in someone's life. So I'd like to tell you that one as a personal story too, because it helped me, but it also showed how it had helped two other people along the way. A lot of it too is what I hear from our members, which might be not so much as big, you know, seismic shifts in their career, but I hear a lot how they feel seen whenever they are in an Elevate group. And to me, that's incredible.
I'm wondering if you've noticed a reoccurring career question that you've received over the past year or two.
You know, I can tell you about topics. It's not so much career questions, I think. I've heard there's been a ton of talk about imposter syndrome. I keep getting that question asked, and both from my from our clients who want me to speak on the topic, but that it has been prevalent. There's a lot of questions around the future of work, particularly working remotely. And I would say for people who are working remotely, how did they find that visibility at work while they're remote? And some companies, you know, they're coming back in hybrid situations or kind of coming back to the office. And then you keep women and minorities are the most likely to actually want to continue in flex work or remote work situations. And what happens is that they also want to know, how do I make sure that I'm not being left behind? How do I make sure that I'm not being punished for taking this advantage, or that my managers and my company don't fall into proximity bias. So I've seen a lot of that, of how do you manage and create influence and be visible in this changing world.
At what point in a person's career should they consider connecting with Elevate?
Anytime. I know it sounds weird. I would say if you're straight out of college and kind of trying things out, it's a great way to meet mentors, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you're going to find exactly what you need. But if you're, I think what I see the most is particularly when you're approaching leadership, you're starting in managerial roles, you're leading a team, you kind of want to know how to do this, because most managers are just thrown into the wild, right? We don't really get training or anything like that. And that's, I think, where Elevate has the most impact, because you get to talk to people, other people, leaders who can help you. Because sometimes you just can't go and Google, how do I deal with an employee situation of X, Y, and Z. It's much better to talk to people who have been there. So I'd say if you're in a high achieving role where you're trying to get into more leadership, that's when being surrounded by the group is going to be more impactful for your career. And for we also see a lot of executives though that come to the network just because they feel like it's very lonely at the top, and I don't blame them. And they like giving back and being part of a community that's looking to do some good.
To help facilitate that, I will link to the Elevate Network's website in this episode's description. For our listeners that want to learn more from you, where should they find you online?
Yeah, elevatenetwork.com for all things Elevate. And you can follow me on LinkedIn. I'm on there posting and sharing insights in my newsletter. This is Maricela Herrera, and you can find me on LinkedIn.
It's an interesting time reading the headlines almost across all industries. People are being impacted, and a lot of the listeners today might not be employed and are mm-hmm. seeking their next job. Maybe they are employed and are seeking a better situation. No matter what that might be for them, it's stressful, it's unnerving. And one of the missions of this podcast is obviously to help. I think you can help too. And I would ask, do you have any closing thoughts or encouragements for our listeners that are at some point in their career journey, but obviously by tuning into any type of career podcast or reading online, at a point where they're trying to better themselves and get to where they want to go in their career? So I'll repeat the question. Do you have any positive thoughts or kind of closing encouragement for them wherever they are in their career?
Yeah. Don't give up. I mean, the resiliency people are showing, particularly now, and if you're looking for a job and if you're thinking of changing, that resiliency is something that is an asset. So remember that. You're going to be facing challenges throughout and uncertainty. And to be honest, what a lot of employers are looking for right now is adaptability. So don't feel like the grinding and the, I know it's hard work to look for a job, but it's also something you're learning through. So I know it sounds a little cliche, but give yourself some grace, because it's, you're learning, you're growing as you go through this. And find people who can be your cheerleaders. If you need them, go to Elevate. We're here and we'll all cheer for you. Trust me, we do that. Cause you got it. You're be confident in what you know, be confident in what you've achieved, and you'll see you'll showcase that more if you believe it.
Resiliency and grace. I absolutely love that. Maricela, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We will link to the Elevate Network's website and your LinkedIn so our listeners can connect with you and the Elevate Network. Please join us again, and we will look forward to getting this podcast out to our listeners and wish you the best in the meantime.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.